What if it was possible to have local fresh groceries delivered right to your door? Think of all the free time you'd have. Well, Instacart gives unlimited grocery delivery for one low monthly fee. Forgot that special ingredient in your favorite dish? Instacart can deliver it to your front door in as fast as 1 hour. You can shop multiple stores, see deals in your area, and save time and money. I've been using Instacart for over 3 years. I started using them in Arizona and I'm using them here in Florida. I love the time-saving convenience. They pick the freshest products and they keep my eggs safe too. To receive your first delivery free, follow the link in the show notes so that Instacart knows that we sent you and to help support the show. Instacart, never step foot in a grocery store again. Welcome to Empowered Within, a soul-quenching, transformational podcast that will set your soul on fire. Through candid and inspiring conversations, leading experts, celebrities, healers, and I share our journeys of how we've overcome challenges to living an empowered life from within. I'm your host, Jennifer Pilates. Welcome to another episode of Empowered Within. Hi there, and welcome to today's episode. How are you? Can we say it? Oh my gosh, happy November 2023. Wow, I can't believe we're here. And I can't even believe that there's barely 60 days left in this year. Oh my gosh. So let's talk about all the things. It's been a hot minute. Thank you for your patience. You know, this summer I was doing these little snippets, little tidbit, bite-sized episodes for you all about self-care and our wellness journey and building habits, good habits to bring us through the fall and take us through the end of the year. And I realized at the end of the summer that I hadn't really been following my own advice. And isn't that always the way, right? We get so caught up in everything that's outside of us and around us. We want to make sure that everyone else is doing okay and everything else is taken care of. And we begin to realize that we've put ourselves last. And sometimes we can catch it before it gets, you know, to that burnout phase or till when you're lying on the floor and you have no more energy. And so I have to say that, you know, I got to that point where I went, oh my gosh, something has to give. And I really needed to go inward and take all of my own advice and take the time to heal, especially after this last year, becoming a United States traveler, bopping around. I realized that, you know, my gosh, this last year, we never really had home. We never had that place to call home. I traveled cross country 3.5 times, went through 21 different states, stayed in so many different areas. And in it, there were definitely beautiful moments. And in it, there were definitely moments of, you've got to be kidding me, right? Just like anything, there's always the lesson and the blessing in everything if we can look at it, if we can really step back from it. And because I was so in it, and this seemed to almost never end, this journey. And really and truly, it only has ended in this last month. And so I really needed to take the last couple of months to heed my own advice, to just be, to allow myself to finish that one aspect of the journey to get me to where I am today, which is now settled in a place that we're beginning to think that this could be home, which would be amazing. And 21 states later, very excited to be here, very excited to be sitting in our own four walls at a beautiful kitchen table and being able to record this podcast versus in the car hooking up to Wi-Fi at Dunkin' Donuts. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And I made it work. And that's something that I want to talk about, is that we can only do what we can do in the moment with what we're given. And I was making things work, right? I was making the podcast work sitting in the car in Dunkin' Donuts with the Wi-Fi. I was making it work if I was, you know, in a park and the river was rushing behind me. We made it work to deliver the message because that was important at that time in that space. And then it became important for me to go, wait, I've done for everyone else and now I need to do for me. And I really need to take that time. And I encourage you to do that too. Take some time to look at yourself, look at your life, and in the areas of where you can say, you know what, there's a little imbalance here. And I've really been going 100 miles an hour over here in lane A, and I've kind of forgotten about the rest of the highway. And I really need to kind of balance things out. And with that word balance, do I believe that there's ever like the perfect work-life balance? I really don't. I think that we can strive for it, absolutely. But is it ever really perfectly balanced? I don't think so. And I think it's within that balance, within that dance, that there's beauty, right? That there's that learning aspect of who we are, what works best for us. And then we just continue. It's that seesaw. Remember when you're kids, or I'm dating myself, but you know, being on that seesaw, sometimes there were high highs and low lows. And every once in a while, you got to balance out a little bit in the middle. And then you were high again. And then there were the lows. And, you know, there's so much growth in between. And that is what we really want to harness. And that is what we want to hold on to. And that is where we want to share that knowledge that we've learned with other people. So with that said, let's share some knowledge. 21 states I have been through, and that's just since May of 2023. So go May, June, July, August, September, October. So just in six months. I know. And now I love to travel. I'm all about it. However, this last year and a half has really challenged me. The beauty, I will say, is that in going through all of these different states, all the way from very far west in Arizona to very far east in Massachusetts and everywhere in between, it was interesting to see after the last few years how much has changed and how the energies have changed, the people have changed, the environment have changed, and how I changed when showing up into those environments. They didn't feel the same to me because I had changed. The environments had changed. The people had changed. So much has changed. And I think that that's where it gets back to when we are looking and dreaming of where we want to go and what our heart's desires are. It's really important to be able to get clear and taste test. Touch it, feel it, see it, really get to know it, because we can romance an idea of what was and then the reality of what is sets in. And sometimes it's equal and sometimes it's very different. So we want to watch the expectations that we have. We want to dream. And then we also want to be open to how that dream unfolds. A lot of times we hold on so tightly to, I want four seasons, and the only place we ever think about four seasons is New England, believing that it's only New England where you're going to get your four seasons and get that, you know, Hallmark special community sense of a moment. When the truth is that the universe, God, your guides, your angels have something so much better in store for you that you would have never thought of, would have never dreamed of. And so when we're in that process of, I'm going to go and make my dreams come true, we still want to have that aspect of, I am co-creating with God in the universe. What is for my highest and best good in this moment in time? What is for the highest and best good for everyone? Because while you and I may think moving to New Hampshire is for our highest and best good, God, our guides and angels are like, hold on a minute. I've got something so much more amazing. Can you loosen up your grip on your dream as to how you receive? Maybe it's four seasons, maybe it's a quaint little community, maybe it's a snowy winter. Can you release? Because I've got something so much more amazing in store for you. That's when we want to take those moments and take those breaths and really look at, what are we holding on so tightly to something for? To the dream, to the vision, to the work, to the job, to the relationship? Is it because a sense of control? And I'm not saying that in a bad way, but in that sense that if I just hold on to this, like this is what's saving me in this moment in time, right? You all know you've had that. You've had that moment where you're like, if I hold on to this, I can get through A, B, and C. I'm going to hold on so tightly. And meanwhile, God in the universe is like, can you just loosen the grip? We've got you, but you've got to loosen the grip, or this is going to be, you know, much, much more bumpy ride than it needs to be. So I encourage you to think about what it is. What dreams do you have in your heart? What do they look like? And then can you be open to how they can be delivered? Because when we go back to our dreams, we're meant to dream dreams bigger than probably what you and I are dreaming in this very moment. That's where it's supposed to end at that point in time. The how is when we release it over to the universe, to God. Because ultimately, that is where the magic is. And that is where those incredible, miraculous moments happen. Not because we're forcing something or planning everything out down to the last minute of a trip or a job or a relationship. It's because we've dreamt this beautiful dream. We can feel it. We have the emotions of it in our body. We can just, oh my goodness, you can just feel it through every cell in your body. And then you go, okay, God in the universe, I'm ready when you are, and allow them to bring it to you. So this is a magical time of year that we are stepping into. This can be an incredible, inspirational, miraculous time of year when we all come together and when we are a community and we're working together, we can collectively manifest peace on earth. And I know you're like, oh my gosh, what is Jennifer's had too much coffee today? Nope, it's not that. And by the way, I only drink decaf. If we all turned on our television tonight and the news reported there is peace on earth, we as a collective would manifest peace on earth most likely within a month. That's how energy works. That's how manifesting works. That's how our world here on earth works. Now, currently, that's not what you're seeing in the news. That's not what you're reading in newspapers or hearing anywhere. You're hearing the exact opposite. What you're always reading, what you're always hearing, that goes into the subconscious, that plays out. So if we could all come together during these incredible, magical days, and every day we woke up and we were thankful for peace on earth, if each one of us did that every day, we are growing the true opportunity for peace on earth to come to us. Now, I'm not deciding what peace on earth looks like. You aren't. It looks different for each of us. But that feeling in our heart of what peace feels like, what it feels like to have peace in a moment, that feeling that resonates in your soul, that is so similar for all of us. And if we can get on that page and align energetically, all of us, we can make magic. We can make miracles come true. We can do that for ourselves individually. We can do that within our families. We can do that within our communities. And we can do that within the world, because that is how powerful you are. And that is how powerful I am. We have this ability. It is time that we stand up and use and embrace the power that is within each and every one of us. That is my hope. That is my prayer, that each and every one of us every day, not only do we wake up and the first words out of our mouth are thank you, thank you, thank you. It's followed with thank you for peace on earth. I want to thank you so much again for your patience, for hanging with the podcast, for joining us back. I've got so many incredible, amazing interviews that are coming through the rest of this year and all the way into next year. I want to thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for all of your support, for your emails, for writing in and checking on the babies and I. You all are amazing. It is because of you, our incredible Empowered Within community, that it is my honor and my privilege to show up and share and inspire and motivate you. So thank you so much. And as we say, until next time, may you live an empowered life from within. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to Empowered Within with Jennifer Pilates. Your feedback is important. It helps me to connect with you and gives me insight into who you are and what you're enjoying about the show. For today's show notes and discount codes from today's sponsors, head over to jenniferpilates.com. Until next time, may you live an empowered life from within.